For Washington's Mattow Valley, wildfire is a way of life. Over the years, rural communities in the north-central part of the state have learned to live with the threat, tragedy, and even the benefits that come from fire on the land. EarthFix reporter Courtney Flatt visited the area to find out what fire means for rural economies.
Most summers, you can see signs of fire in the Mattow Valley. Coffee shops post the latest fire boundaries and evacuation updates. Fire engines and trucks filled with firefighters rattle down the highway. Judy Hoffman is one of those firefighters. She's worked on fire lines from Washington to Arizona. One hot summer evening, she was sitting on the edge of a fire camp in north central Washington, talking about the many ways fire touches people's lives.
I don't know anybody that's not impacted by it, whether it's because they're choked out from the smoke coming down the valley, or whether it got close to their house, or whether their family members are firefighters.
Hoffman is among a growing number of locals who count on wildfires to make at least a portion of their income. And as timber and mining jobs decline in the rural West, her boss, Bill DeGay, says this wildfire work is more important than ever.
When the firefighters are making money, of course, it's going back into the economy.
One part of the Mattow Valley's wildfire economy, smoke jumpers. The area is known as its birthplace.
Yeah, so we have a pilot and a co-pilot, and then all the jumpers sit.
These firefighters parachute from small planes to reach risky wildfires. Their mission is to put out fire before it makes a run toward towns. Winthrop's smoke jumper base has a small airfield. It also often gets used by helicopter crews fighting fires. John Spencer jumped his 100th smoke jumping mission this summer. Spencer grew up playing across from the airfield, where his cousins worked in the 1970s. He says the community is proud of its wildland firefighting heritage, a fact that's especially true as more people are a part of the wildfire economy.
I have friends here in the valley that actually used to run a logging business, and they now provide bulldozers for firefighting on the lines, water tenders for spraying roads. And then you have some of the local community that are a part of the shower units and the food units and providing catering services for fire.
Fire's economic consequences for small communities has been borne out in several studies. Turns out, it's complicated. Emily Jane Davis is a researcher and professor with Oregon State University. In 2008, she studied the economic effects of several wildfires on Trinity County in Northern California. The area is very much like the Mattow Valley. The fire helped some businesses, like when fire camps occasionally bought food and ice, or, yes, outdoor toilets.
They can really be on the edge already, and some of them were able to actually get some work on the fire, which kept them going.
But tourism was down, recreation was down, timber burned, the smoke tainted local wine grapes. All that can be hard in the long term.
The main take home is that we have these bigger fires now. They're spatially larger, they can last longer, they can cost a lot of money, and they are going to have pretty extensive but complex economic effects on communities and on the larger economy over time.
In the Mattow Valley, businesses have experienced similar side effects from wildfires. Jacob Young says when there's a lot of fire or smoke, fewer out-of-towners show up at his establishment, the Old Schoolhouse Brewery.
It dramatically affects us. When we have fires, we close the outside or we don't open. We are at the mercy of the fires.
The same is true for the people who fight the fires. Mattow River wildfire engine boss Judy Hoffman says money can run out quickly if you spend it as fast as you make it. But she's been really disciplined about saving for the slow years.
Firefighters are a lot like fishermen. They get a whole bunch of money and it's gone really fast. And my grandma taught me really, really well that that's not how life works.
Hoffman started fighting fires during a 4-year prison sentence in Arizona. Inmate crews often help out on larger fires. Hoffman credits firefighting with saving her life.
I love everything about firefighting, even the hard days, because at the end of the day I get to say, hey, I did that. We made it through it.
She's saving up to one day own her own private contracting company, open for business and ready to travel to any fire, anywhere across the West. I'm Courtney Flatt in the Mattow Valley.